Today's audiocast for Monday, February 5th, 2007, from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Open Air, a perhaps ironically named piston single air taxi service based 20 miles from the nation's capital at Gaithersburg, Maryland, claims to be the first Part 135 operation certified this year and aims to provide one-way billing to clients in the Northeast for luxury door-to-door service. Broadway Spa and Atlantic packages are currently offered at the company's website. The service will use a fleet of brand new XM satellite radio equipped Cirrus SR-22 aircraft and routinely operate in and around your favorite air defense identification zone. To learn more, AvWeb's Glenn Pugh spoke with Michael Klein, president and co-founder of Open Air.
Michael, you're based 20 miles from the Capitol. I think the question on everybody's mind is, what sort of hoops did you and company have to jump through to accommodate TSA concerns? And what kind of security procedures are in place for your pilots and crew as well as passengers?
Okay, see if I can answer that for you. Under Part 135 rules, our company is required to have what they call a general operations manual. And in the general operations manual, there are several different sections, and one of the sections relates directly to security. We wrote up a series of procedures based on TSA and FAA requirements and submitted that into the FAA. And then our principal operating inspector at the Baltimore FISDO basically accepted our security proposals. He said that they met the standards. So then it was our job to go and train our pilots and safety-sensitive people on these said procedures. And most of them are pretty straightforward. The pilots have to have a 5-year criminal and background check. They have to be fingerprinted. We have to have an approved drug and alcohol testing program. And we have to watch a TSA video and be appraised of all the ins and outs of the, you know, the security issues that are occurring within the air defense identification zone. So it's not anything extra special that we had to go through. We just had to make sure we covered all the bases.
How about for your passengers? Do they have any special requirements?
Because we are 9 passengers or less and 12,500 pounds and less, we're not necessarily required to have the TSA no-fly list. But when, you know, people come in and they call us, we do kind of like a pre-screening over the telephone. We ask them specific questions. And, you know, the pilot actually gets to meet the people in person. We don't really have a cockpit door that separates the front end from the back end on our airplane. It's a pretty personal experience. We can inspect the baggage if need be, and if we feel something suspicious. But in general, it's kind of just knowing people and reading people and seeing how that works.
Did you find the TSA and other security authorities easy to work with in this regard?
Yeah, I think the process was really easy once it got started. They have some really good things in place for us to read, different videos, and there's lots of ways to go get this information, and the FISDO was quite helpful in getting that to us.
We hear a lot of things from pilots flying in the D.C. area about delayed briefings and complicated procedures. How will Open Air negotiate airports like the DC-3 nestled in or against the ATIS, and what sort of access to those encumbered airports do you guys offer?
Well, first of all of our pilots have been flying in the D.C. area for quite some time, and we're all pretty used to how the ADIZ operates. As long as you file an IFR flight plan, which most of our flights are, you usually don't have any issues with the ATIS. And if you are on a VFR flight plan, as long as you get your squawk code on the ground and keep that code, and squawk the right code, you're not going to have any issues.
So it's more of a one-time nuisance than it is a continual nuisance?
Correct.
So you don't see it imposing any sort of time delay to an on-demand air service?
No, not really.
More of our conversation with Michael Klein of Open Air in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
I saw online there that you have door-to-door service. Could you tell us more about that?
Correct. One of the things that we hope to differentiate our company from other companies is we will provide some sort of car service, limo service, if it's requested, to get you from your home to a particular airport. You don't necessarily have to leave from Gaithersburg. You can be picked up at Manassas, you can be picked up at Frederick, or any other, you know, general aviation airport that you want to leave from within our service area.
Now, in either case, would they pay for the flight time for the moving the aircraft?
No, there's no prepositioning charge with our service. In fact, we have a pretty much a ring that we've figured out about 250 nautical miles around the D.C. area. And from any point within that 250 nautical mile range, we're not going to charge for any prepositioning fees or pickup fees. Now, if you want to be picked up in South Carolina, there'll be like an additional charge.
But a 250-mile radius, that's interesting. How about National? Will you guys be operating in and out of National?
National Airport poses some interesting problems. First of all, I'm pretty sure they have a pretty hefty landing fee for general aviation aircraft. Additionally, Signature Aviation is operating charter flights in and out of it, and they require a security person on board in addition to the pilot. So that would probably stop us from going in and out of there frequently, but as long as appropriate arrangements have been made, I think we could probably accommodate somebody.
I noticed on the website you've got some preset packages there. I think there was an Atlantic City package, a spa package, a New York City theaters package. Who do you expect will be using Open Air?
Well, typically we're looking for business travelers, attorneys, contractors, or anybody that kind of wants the speed and flexibility of a personal air travel without all the hassle of traditional airport experiences. And, you know, say you wanted to take your wife to New York for a nice dinner and come back, we can arrange that for you. Instead of, you know, the four-hour drive to New York and back and all the tolls, we can have you in New York at dinner and home, you know, before midnight. And our typical price range is going to be about $5.95 per flight hour. And we're not going to charge for wait time. You know, we're not going to have an overnight fee. If it's, you know, a week or something, we'll probably, you know, we'll bring the pilot back the next week to pick you back up. But you can buy different hour packages. A five-hour package, the rate goes from $5.95 to $5.25 per hour. A 10-hour package, your flight rate would go from $5.95 down to $4.75 per flight hour. You look at the plane, it'll hold, you know, three passengers and a pilot, and you take the flight hour and divide it by the number of seats, you know, it works out to, you know, about $200 per seat per flight hour if you pay the $5.95 rate.
You see this as early competition for very light jets?
The problem with that is the very light jets are not really on the scene as of yet, and their hourly operating cost is going to be much higher than our hourly operating cost. So in a sense, it may be a little bit of an early competition for them because passengers may not be willing to pay, you know, the higher operating cost on a jet that we can offer. But that being said, we hope to use, you know, our business as a stepping stone to get into the very light jets as they come out on the market.
We've just done some stories on fractionals, and I've noticed that if you were to fly a fractional aircraft about 5 hours a month, it would come in at about the same price. What are you expecting to have as common routes, and what do you think some of the more profitable routes will be for this service? Do you think it will be shorter flights or longer flights?
Well, I certainly think the shorter routes would be a little bit more profitable for us. I expect lots of runs to Ocean City, Atlantic City, Teterboro, the Outer Banks, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket. Those are all going to be, you know, well within our flying range. Anybody that sits in a single-engine aircraft for more than 2 or 3 hours is ready to get out. So I suspect, you know, people will stay around that area.
It said your flights are operated by an FAA-certified airline captain. What are you referring to there?
Well, our director of operations is an airline captain for Continental Airlines at this moment. And our chief pilot is a former captain for a 747. Each pilot that's going to fly our airplanes is going to be the single pilot in command. And under Part 135 rules, that person is designated captain. Each pilot has gone through our Cirrus instructor training. They've gone through an oral exam with the FAA and a flight check with an FAA inspector. And once you've completed all those prerequisites, you are considered a captain for our company. So you're not able to go fly for American as captain, but you can fly as a captain for our company.
Makes sense. Well, all eyes will be on you, that's for sure. I very much appreciate you taking time. I know we caught you on short notice, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in a couple months to see how things have gone.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed the interview, and if anyone has any questions, they can call us at 1-800-940-2FLY, and they can visit us on our website at www.flyopenair.com.
Excellent, Michael. Thank you very much.
You. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to AvWeb's conversation with Michael Klein, president and co-founder of Open Air, a new piston single Part 135 air taxi service near Washington, D.C. Hey, if you haven't been on AvWeb.com lately, you'll love the look of our new homepage. Lots of exciting new features and resources available to you. Just log on to www.avweb.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome and audio news at AvWeb.com. And today's report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Friday, February 9th. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.